Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you let nothing stand in your way.
Talking about go from straw man to live man, from slave man to free man. And we have a brother today with us, Amusha L. And we're going to bring in our brother. We got a packed house today, so we're going to get started right away. We're going to bring in our brother, Brother Shalik Reed. We're going to bring him, get him a nice hand, bring him in, the co-host, host of the most.
Yeah, what's going on? How's everybody doing? Mr. Robinson, how's it going? How's everybody doing?
I is here.
Yeah.
We have an exciting show tonight. We got a packed house. We got Brother Amushael with us tonight talking about going from a straw man to a free man. And I open up your mic very early, and I'm not going to do a dialogue. I'm not going to do an open dialogue. I'm going to go straight to the man himself, Miss Brother Amushael. And AKA Brother Bay. If y'all can't say Amushael, you can say Brother Bay. We're going to strategically talk about how we missed this boat. How did we miss this opportunity to be sovereign? You know, where it went wrong. I missed 70 years of this, and this brother got this thing going. God has blessed him in a situation that he was in, that he did his research, and now he's helping all black people. And that is just a tremendous opportunity. Let's welcome him, the man himself, Brother Amushael, aka Brother Bay. Let's welcome him in right now. Give him a nice warm welcome. Welcome to the Wake Up. Brother Amushael.
Yes.
Go
yes,
right ahead, brother.
Peace, love, and light to all. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay. You can talk a little louder, but we hear you. Well, we want you to talk a little louder because this is so important.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, awesome. Peace, love, and light to all people of the world, freedom lovers of the world, those who are about the living God's business. We got some news for you, news you could use, something tangible. And I imagine this is a Q&A. So anyone with questions, just bounce the ideas, any questions, comments, or concerns. I'm just making myself available this Friday evening for all ears that are curious regarding the conversation and dialogue we're going to have this evening. So I'll let you all guys.
Give us a little general synopsis, general understanding when we use the term straw man. And then we use the term live man.
Yes, indeed. Well, how do we say this, brothers and sisters? We've been duped. We've been led astray. We've been participating in our own mental, physical, and spiritual enslavement. I'm here to let you all know that this thing is voluntary. That's how good God is. The remedy is preserved. It's voluntary. So you are voluntarily doing these things. We're making people aware that there are other options out there for you to exercise your free will inside of this current society, doing business as the United States of America. The United States of America is politically positioned as a sovereign, theocratic body politic. And it's written right on the dollar, in God we trust, e pluribus unum, novus ordo seclorum. And we've been participating in it all our days. The information you're going to hear on this call is not taught in schools. So it matters not how many letters you have before or after your name or how many degrees you've acquired. It matters not how many Federal Reserve notes you have with the bank. The fact of the matter is your entire life has been spent in the public under the grip of this eagle on the side of the arrows and not the olives, which is a peace offering. Unfortunately, currently, our enemies of the state. And because you are an enemy of the state, you are not eligible to participate in equity. And just like the saying goes, you must pay your fair share of the national debt whenever it comes around, and it's only a matter of time because everyone's a sitting duck. We've been legally attacked so much, it's become normal. We've become taxed. We've been taxed so much, it's become normal. This is systematic oppression that is imposed into the system, but it's all voluntary based on what forms you fill out, how you fill them out, and your awareness in regards to what administrative procedure you're participating in. And that's pretty much the crux of what's going on, brothers and sisters. You are legally dead at law. Mortuus, dead in the eyes of the law. The United States of America, as I just said, is a theocratic society set up for sovereigns. So if you voluntarily waive your access and ability to be a sovereign inside of this society, you are a criminal. This society was set up for and by sovereigns that has been laid over the land. You've been placed underneath a jurisdiction that is actually foreign to you as a homo sapien, as a human. I'm going to assume people hearing me now are new to this information and direct you to some things that are tangible. You can sink in, give you some clues you can follow, news you could use. Anyone ever pay attention to the name on the ID, the identifier? Did anyone ever notice that it's always styled in all capital letters? Did anyone notice that when you went to public school, they don't teach you to spell your name that way? How then, when we become adults, we don't recognize that? How come we don't recognize that that same all capital letter styled name deviation is also as it appears on a tombstone? When you go west and your sun sets, synonymous, brothers and sisters, you are legally dead at law. People experience it as legal attacks from the state. The people experience it as being falsely accused for victimless crimes. The people experience it as taxation, regulation, poverty, and even when you got money, just the struggle to keep it and not have it go right out of the window with the inflation and everything else is going on with the money losing its value. The fact of the matter is you were never taught what money is as a slave. The Constitution says the only thing that's lawful money or lawful money is gold and silver, and only Congress can emit bills of credit. How many of you get your credit from Congress? Or did you get it from a corporation? Because American Express, Discover, Visa, MasterCard, last time I checked, are corporations. Last time I checked, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian are corporations. Time I checked, the United States is a corporation. Last time I checked, state of New York, state of California, state of Texas, state of Illinois, state of wherever you are as a state is a corporation. Last time I checked, the local police department is a corporation. There has been a corporate blanket that has been placed over your head where you have been denationalized, debased into a corporate ward of the state for minors. The root word of minority is minor. That word is offensive if you know the true meaning of it. And even if you were of the mind that we are minors or a minority, that's a farce, because melanated or carbonated people are the dominant on the face of the planet, and that's a natural fact. There's a reconstructive history that you haven't been taught about, brothers and sisters, and it is the source of your suffering. The book of Hosea in the Bible talks about, speaks of, our people perish for a lack of knowledge because we've turned our backs on God. I said it's a theocratic society. How many of you are aware that your mosque, your synagogue, your church is a corporation? How can your spiritual belief system be a corporation registered to do business as a 501c3 IRS classification entity? Because when you look up 501c3 with the IRS, you'll see style organizations cannot speak of political activities and events, silencing your church, your mosque, and your synagogue about some of the information we're about to go over this evening on this meeting, which is a master build. That's why you're not getting it. Your spiritual belief system has been frozen solid. How much work can really come out of the resources that the people funnel into those organizations? Why hasn't there been any real social reform coming out of those organizations? I'm telling you why. It's illegal for them to. It used to be a time where there was a separation between church and state, where if you paid your tithes to the church, mosque, or synagogue, you didn't have to pay taxes because it's a different jurisdiction. Now the lines have been blurred, brothers and sisters, and you're being taxed twice. And for that, your spiritual organization, church, mosque, or synagogue gets kickbacks, keeping you frozen, keeping your beliefs and your spirituality in light cold lockdown. And that's precisely what we're dealing with. And I want to specifically point out these things, specifically regarding this book of Hosea. And I'm going to point out to the people how you've been debased into heathens. Maritime admiralty is being used as jihad, spiritual warfare against the people, purposely by God. This is a sovereign theocratic society. And Satan is your master if you have not ascended your status. And that is the problem. They say Satan was given the power to go about the planet and see who could be deceived. I just told you when we roll right into it, brothers and sisters, you've been duped, depositing energy, your sweat equity, into an entity that you haven't even recognized that's an entity yet. Because it's not taught anywhere other than in fraternal orders, maybe, when you get to a certain degree, or the Morris Science Temple of America, maybe, when you get to certain degrees. And we are making it our business every day that ends with Y at Land Air Water Bureau to raise the awareness of what's going on. I myself am not a Christian. I myself am not a Muslim. I myself am not a Jew. But I myself am all three because I am that I am. All of those spiritual belief systems, because the framers of those belief systems are all Moors. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. You will stumble by day, and the prophet will stumble with you by night. I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you as my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. The more they multiply, the more they sinned against me. They exchange their glory for a thing of disgrace. this is what we're dealing with. They say the devil is a liar. If your name appears in all capital letters and it doesn't describe humans when it's styled that way, that means you've been dealing in the world of Satan, the world of lies. And we have a blood covenant that's placed us here. It's an immutable contract. It's in the blood. Recently, scientists have discovered that the human genome for all people of all backgrounds, when they look at the DNA, it forms the strands YHWH. That's Yahweh, the living God. Brothers and sisters, we are still dealing with all of the sins that were committed in the Old Testament. All of the parables, all of the allegory, all of the sin, all of the disobedience, all the malevolence. We've been born into it. Thus they say we've been born into sin. There has been a system placed over this planet, spiritual system, from all major religions and countries today that exist where this remedy is preserved. And it's amazing that it's inside of all belief systems. Those who complete status ascension with Land, Air, Water Bureau become aware of these facts, customarily with the education to be made whole. I ask people often, how many times have you heard of a Catholic priest be a pedophile? People say often, all the time. I say, how many times have you heard of them go to jail for it? People say never. How about court? People say never. I say, do you believe they did the heinous act with the child? They say, yeah. I mean, it happens too often for it not to be true. I said, well, does anyone ever question how they get away with it? I'll tell you why. It's their religion. We must find out and discover that if you are not dealing in the church, and when I say church, I don't mean Christianity. I mean spiritual system overall, generically. If you are not dealing in the spiritual system as a theocratic government and way of being, you are participating in sin. You are living within the world of Satan. There is no getting around it. It's a natural fact. So be that as it may, as a matter of law, you have certain requirements that you must fulfill to take possession of your earthly estate, because each of you within the range of my voice has an estate with millions, if not billions, of dollars in it waiting for you right now. We just did a call, a meeting, online webinar last evening. Clients are back-to-back, blindly receiving checks, unsolicited, from Treasury, from banks, etc. This entity, styled in all capital letters, is a depository institution of the Treasury, where your estate and your records are lodged permanently. It blows my mind to know that and to also know that these accounts never close. It blows my mind to know that and know that this is a sovereign theocratic society and these accounts accumulate interest. I am fully convinced that these accounts are accessible on other planes of existence, other lifetimes, so on and so forth. So because of your unawareness, because of your blind participation, you've been duped to participate in the world of sin until you come out of her, my people. And so it is as a matter of law. So because you've turned your back to the living God, what's left for you? Satan, the the God of the dead. It's a big pill to swallow to recognize that we've been dealing in this thing and wondering why no one truly ever gets ahead. And if so, how easily it can all be taken away. Because the truth of the matter is that if you're a slave, you can't own property. If you're an enemy of the state, you can't own property. If you are property, you can't own property. There's so many ways of saying it. You don't own the ass that you're sitting on. You don't own the house that you live in, car that you drive. Nothing is yours. And if I'm wrong, miss a payment. Don't pay the tax. Here comes the state. The fact of the matter is, brothers and sisters, is that God gave the power to men and women to create people. How then does the identification carry the title Indian, Latino, Pacific Islander, or any of the rest of these terms that they have selected, pre-selected for you to check the box? Do you realize, brothers and sisters, that all of those demarcations are classes of persons that comes along with terms and conditions, taxation, regulation? They say that there are over 65 million statutes, codes, and ordinances. How many commandments are there? How many articles in the Constitution? Why 65 million plus and counting? Because you are living in sin and you must pay your fair share of the national debt. Maritime admiralty is being used to wage a seamless tax against the people. It's holy war. And you are being preserved for the coming of the living God and the return of Christ, the balance. You want to wait till that happens to find out some of these truths? Or do you want to take action now, take possession of your earthly estate and live according to the word? The USA has gone on record with public laws that demonstrate that this is a sovereign theocratic society set up for and by the living. So if you choose to operate in a capacity that keeps you enslaved mentally, physically, and spiritually, that's your choice. Because they put out these publications. For instance, let's go right into Federal Directive 15. You can pull this up right on your browser. Federal Directive 15, and I'm putting it in my browser. This is a publication put out by the Office of Management and Budget, which is the President's Cabinet. This is executive government, just to classify the level we're dealing on. This is the Office of Management and Budget Directive number 15, dealing in race and ethnic standards for federal statistics and administrative reporting. I said you're legally dead at law. I said that only men and women can create people. However, these titles that we just laid out were created by, copyrighted, trademarked by the United States Municipal Corporation, as stated in the Organic Act of 1871. Yes, it's a municipal corporation at the District of Columbia. How then can you be in the United States if you're at New York, when the United States is 10 miles square in Washington, D.C.? Because of your identity. It's colorable. It's fiction, and you voluntarily claim it. It says right here on this Federal Directive 15, This directive provides standard classifications for record keeping. What's the root word of classification? Class. Classism. Collection and presentation of data on race and ethnicity in federal program administrative reporting and statistical activities. Here we go. These classifications should not be interpreted as being scientific, anthropological in nature. Pause. Let's break that down. What is the definition of science? And I'm going to pull it up because we got to take the time out and make these facts known. We're going to break some spells tonight, brothers and sisters. We're going to get these spells off you in the night. In the name of Yahweh, Allah, Adonai, Jah, or any other name that you recognize as the living God. Merriam-Webster, 1828. Definition of science, the state of knowing. Knowledge as distinguished from ignorance or misunderstanding. Definition two, a department of systematized knowledge as an object of study. 2B, something such as sport or technique that may be studied or learned like systematized knowledge. 3, knowledge or a system of knowledge covering general truths or the operation of general laws, especially as obtained and tested through scientific method. Brothers and sisters, what about you as a human, as a Homo sapien, is not scientific? What about you is not anthropological? Let's look that word up. Anthropology is the root word. Brothers and sisters, anthropology, the definition of anthropology is the science of human beings. Title you claim does not involve the science of human beings, what type of identity are we dealing with? Anthropology is the study of human beings and their ancestors through time and space and in relation to physical character, environmental and social relations, and culture. Definition two, theology, dealing with the origin, nature, and destiny of human beings. You'll see right here, plain as day, brothers and sisters, they tell you these titles have nothing to do with anything scientific, anything to do with the human being, and it's not in nature. Welcome to the world of fiction. Welcome to the world of deceit. Lies, sorcery. There it is. We go right down and it says on this same form that the term we're going to focus on because of the demographics, I assume. But it says for a black, a person having origin in any of the black racial groups of Africa. Okay, it's pretty normal. But what does it say about white? It says the definition of white is person having origin in any of the original peoples of Europe, North Africa, or the Middle East. Now, hold on, Ashmusa Il. How can people from North Africa and the Middle East be white? I'll tell you why, brothers and sisters. because it has absolutely nothing to do with complexion. It is class inside of the world of things being not scientific, things being not anthropological, and things being not in nature. Well, goddamn. What are we dealing with? They told us we were this. We just accepted it on blind faith, not knowing that you just took on terms and conditions that has 7,000 peoples in the United States of America being arrested today in this fatal error of entering into the world of fiction by how they self-identify. If you take Africa and split it in half, that's north and south. That means the top half is North Africa. So all of those people on the top half of Africa, according to this definition, would be white if you choose to enter into the world of fiction where things are not scientific, not anthropological, and not in nature. There's no escaping it, brothers and sisters. This error is the biggest error you could ever make in your life because it predetermines all of your suffering because the way we deal in law matters with jurisprudence is as internationally protected persons, as ministers of the living God, as it was written. So I want to point this out for those who say, hey, with my U.S. nationality, there's nothing wrong with being from the United States. Brothers and sisters, you haven't found out that there are four different definitions for United States. You must find out which one applies to you. And you'll discover that when you hear it most dominantly in the public, they're referring to the corporation that is currently bankrupt. And I'm going to show you why you've been criminalized. USDebtClock.org. Clock.org shows the national debt in real time. Right now, without you ever even adding on anything personal to do with your debt, it says that the debt per citizen is $85,442. For every citizen, man, woman, and child. How much does that translate into per taxpayer? $226,794. And when you go to this website, you'll see these numbers rolling so fast you can't keep up. Because everyone with this fatal error on their identity is running up the national debt to society. Because this is the debtor side. This is the prison for those who are legally dead. You can't participate in owning any property. You don't own the ass you're sitting on. You can't participate in the redemption from the debtor side by being in the private. It's a sad thing, brothers and sisters, because I don't care how much money you accumulate, if you don't have it done under an entity that is nationalized outside of this jurisdiction, you're just running up the national debt, kicking the can down the road for your children and grandchildren to incur and inherit that great sin. Because debt equals sin. People sin to pay debt. People sacrifice their morality to pay debt. People get in prison because of debt. What if I told you, brothers and sisters, that there is an exclusive remedy involving this? That's exactly what this is. This is ecclesiastical law, holy war, jihad being waged against the people for their lack of care because you turned your back on God that gave you everything. Because it says right here that there is an exclusive remedy, exclusive remedy in suits and admiralty against the United States. And I'm not sure if you all will be able to even access this because we got to jump through all types of extra hoops to get to it. But this is Title 46 of the United States Code, Chapter 309. Specifically, Section 30904, there is an exclusive remedy waiting for you. I said 7,000 people are going to go to prison today. It says here that if a remedy is provided by this chapter, it shall be exclusive of any other action arising out of the same subject matter against the officer, employee, or agent of the United States or the federally owned corporation whose act or omission gave rise to the claim. How many of you went to court and noticed the gold fringes around the red, white, and blue star-spangled banner? How many of you recognize that it's actually a banner and not a flag? How many of you know that gold fringes around the flag symbolizes maritime admiralty, law of the sea? You're in the navigable waters of the United States in maritime admiralty, dead at sea. So this actual remedy deals in a waiver of the immunity, because once you take possession, lawful possession of these properties, you have an exemption from arrest or seizure. Did I say that? No. And I know you just heard me. I'm actually reading it, brothers and sisters, section 30908, exemption from arrest or seizure. The following are not subject to arrest or seizure by judicial process in the United States. One, a vessel owned by, possessed by, or operated by or for the United States or a federally owned corporation. Two, cargo or possessed by the United States or a federally owned corporation. That's the exclusive remedy. It says right here that you have a right to set off all public charges. All public charges. Specifically, victimless crime. State of your state versus your name in all capital letters. This is the exclusive remedy. You are exempt from arrest and seizure as an internationally protected person. Let's look that definition up. I know many people have joined up with fraternal orders and gone through all types of weird rituals, compromising their morality, paying all types of fees to try to get access to some of this information. Brothers and sisters, your brother, Ashmusa Il, and the good people at Land Air Water Bureau, we do not participate in secrecy. I am exercising my full-on right that is unalienable of freedom of speech. We see it 18 U.S.C. section 1116. B4, the definition of internationally protected person means, A, a chief of state or the political equivalent, head of state or foreign minister, whenever such person is in a country other than his own and any member of his family accompanying him or any other representative, officer, employee, or agent of the United States government, a foreign government, or international organization, the time and place concern is entitled, pursuant to international law, to special protection against attack upon his person. Special protection upon his freedom, upon his dignity, and any member of his family then forming part of his household. Brothers and sisters, all of these colorable identities that we just went through on this Federal Directive 15, those terms are copyrighted trademark brands of this bankrupt entity that has no flag, has no land, has no treaties. It's not real. It's not real. All fiction. Now let's demonstrate how that relates to commerce. Let's show how and why you must avoid this U.S. personage like the COVID. You must avoid it like the plague. You must know the margins. It's written right on the dollar, the most circulated note on the planet. I ask people, how many signs or seals are on that document? Most people say, two seals. It's the pyramid with the all-seeing eye of providence. And then on the other side, it's the eagle with the shield, olives, and arrows. That's an error, brothers and sisters. Actually, two sides to the great seal. And your brother, Ashmusa Il, and the good people at Land Air Water Bureau are here to let you know that your entire day, all of your life, you've been not only participating in fiction, but you've been underneath a margin, a passageway with a highway in between it. There's a highway in between the public and the private. Many have tried to cross over. Currently, we know of none outside of our organization that has been successful at the works that we're accomplishing every day that ends with Y, with these reports coming in and the people getting the titles to their estates. You cross over, you better know the margins. Two sides to the great seal. This eagle with the shield, the olives and the arrows, is not malevolent. It's not evil. It is actually ordained and commissioned by the living God for the sins you currently commit and the sins of your ancestors. And because of that, it makes you disinheritable to your earthly estate. And it's a sad thing. How does that apply to commerce? We just said that, or I just said that, the Constitution says lawful money is gold and silver coin. I'll share a brief story with you regarding J.P. Morgan Chase in his heyday. He was monopolizing the United States of America, so much so it created a controversy from the haters. How was he able to do this? This man made its way to the floor of the Congress and was subject to examination, cross-examination from Congress. And they asked the question, how, what, when, where, and why? And he's notoriously quoted as telling Congress to their face these truths that I'm telling you. This man said that the Constitution says lawful money is gold and silver, and only Congress can emit bills of credit. So anything that is not gold and silver is a security. A security? What's a security, Ashmusa Il? Let's see how they defined it. That's 18 United States Code, Section 8. Obligation or other security of the United States defined. The term obligation or other security of the United States includes all bonds, brothers and sisters, guess what your birth certificate is? Hold it up to the light. Look in the watermarks. Pay attention to it. It's a bond. That means it's an obligation of the United States. Certificates of indebtedness. That's a fancy way of saying receipt. So your receipts are obligations of the United States. National bank currency, Federal Reserve notes, Federal Reserve bank notes, coupons. Yes, like the Sunday paper. United States notes, Treasury notes, gold certificates, silver certificates, fractional notes, deposit. Yes. CDs at the bank. Bills. Yes, like the utility bill, the mortgage, the rent. Checks. Yes, including payroll checks. Checks drawn on your deposit account at the bank. Or drafts for money, swipes of the debit card. Dings at the phone on the register from Apple Pay. Drawn by officers of the United States. That's you. Stamps and other representatives of value of whatever denomination issued under any act of Congress and canceled United States stamps. Brothers and sisters, I want to point out to you the fact that in this brief definition, did anyone notice that Federal Reserve notes was not given precedence or priority over any of the rest of these securities that were just defined for you? Thing you're looking at this definition, 18 U.S.C. Section 8 is an obligation or other security of the United States defined. This is money equivalent. This is the equivalent of cash. If you do not know this, you are poor. You are blindly participating in your own enslavement by endorsing private credit from the International Monetary Fund as opposed to your own treasury. It's a sad thing. This is the source of the suffering and the economic depravity and all of the sin committed in pursuit of cash, because we haven't discovered what money is or the definition of it. So we're going to go to Investopedia, brothers and sisters, and put in the definition cash equivalent, because everything at 18 U.S.C. Section 8 is a cash equivalent. Cash equivalents are investment securities that are meant for short-term investing. They have a high credit quality and are highly liquid. Cash equivalents, also known as cash and equivalents, are one of the three main asset classes in financial investment, along with stocks and bonds. These securities have a low risk, low return profile and include U.S. government treasury bills, bank certificates of deposit, bankers' acceptances, corporate commercial paper. Yes, everything you're trading is commercial paper. And other money market instruments. Let's click on commercial paper. What do they mean by commercial paper? What is commercial paper? It is a commonly used type of unsecured short-term debt instrument issued by corporations. What is your name in all capital letters? A corporation. What do you do when you sign that check or do that transaction in the name? You issue instruments from that corporation that are typically used for the financing of payroll, accounts payable, and inventories, and meeting other short-term liabilities. Everybody's getting paid from you blindly endorsing credit. Commercial paper, debt instruments, and this is the source of the national debt. How do we prove that, Ashmusa'il? How do we make that tangible? Give us something we could walk away with. How do you prove that? GMEIutility.org. That's GMEIutility.org. For those that don't know. I want you to click on this magnifying glass. Actually, no, let's do this. Let's qualify what we're dealing in. Let me hear a hater. How do we know this is real? What is this? How do we know? Okay, you pay attention to the top left under GMEI utility. It says a service of BEDBV, a DTCC company. Actually, I'm going to assume everyone is new, so we're going to find out who the DTCC actually is. And I'm going to go here, and it says the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC, is an American post-trade financial services company providing clearing and settlement services to the financial markets. It performs the exchange of securities on behalf of buyers and sellers and functions as a central securities depository by providing central custody of securities. So this DTCC, brothers and sisters, has custody of the securities that you have been blindly issuing before you are made aware of it on this divine meeting. So now that we've qualified what the DTCC actually is, let's go back to GMEIutility.org. Click on the magnifying glass. It says search for an LEI. I want you to put in the social security number. I know many of you are still of the mind that it is your social security number. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that number isn't yours. And here's how you're going to find that out. Put the social in with the dashes. As a matter of fact, put it in without the dashes first so you can see that nothing will come up if you don't put the dashes in. So this isn't some pie in the sky random search. This is very specific to the characters entered into the browser. So put in the social with the dashes, flick the magnifying glass, and you will witness at your own time global companies, depository institutions world over that are currently trading on those securities, styled with your name spelled in all capital letters, as it appears on the birth certificate, on the ID, on the documents you receive from your government, then it's all fair game. This is your credit, brothers and sisters. And I don't want you all to be fearful, because I know people get scared when they get so much information at once. The first thing people do is panic and fear. I'm here to let you know, brothers and sisters, again, this is not malevolent, actually benevolent, when you do what is required of you as a matter of law to take possession of your property as beneficiary. Because when I just entered in a record to 428 different legal entities, United Kingdom, Luxembourg, Spain, Canada, Germany, and the list goes on. So this is a global thing. This isn't just happening at the United States of America, brothers and sisters. Every seat at the United Nations is participating in maritime admiralty trade, light cold lockdown, spiritual warfare, jihad against corporate wars. This inheritable identities from the living God, thereby forfeiting the equity involved and the ability for you to participate as a private banker in your own entity. And just to let you know, you can verify this right now, because how many of you have ever received a tax refund check from the Treasury, IRS? I'm going to put this in my browser, IRS refund check. And when you put that in the browser, just go to images. And when you go to images and you see all of these instruments populate, I want you to find United States Treasury in the top left of the check. I want you to recognize that whoever receives these checks and U.S. persons are all thinking with the mentality of a debtor. They say perception is reality. So if you're looking at this instrument with the mentality of a debtor, to prove to your eyes and your mind that you're a debtor, you're going to skip over this fact that's staring you plainly in the face. Because when you scroll center right on the same plane in the top left where it says United States Treasury, it says a number so large, most people immediately disassociate themselves from that number. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that that number represents your estate and the amount of credit that is available, unclaimed, lawfully unclaimed, in the name styled in all capital letters. That is a total of the value of the credit that you've been issuing out to the public. I'll give you one more thing, brothers and sisters, another footprint in the sand, if you will. And we're going to get right back, because we're at the beach regarding these margins. Where the water meets the land. We must learn that there's a difference between the land jurisdiction and the water jurisdiction, because anything dealing with commerce is maritime admiralty, is the law of the sea, is commerce. So what I want to do is show you what our dear brother just pointed out, and I'm immediately let's do this. So go to treasurydirect.gov, and we're going to show you another way of verifying the activities that are happening by the use of this information. I want you to go to treasurydirect.gov, and in the go section on the top right, I want you to put the letter A, and you can read the instructions to go through it to verify everything is what it is, so you don't think it's just some blind, arbitrary list of data just populating. I want you to put in that browser in the top right on treasurydirect.gov, capital A, dash, first three numbers of the Social Security number, dash, the next three numbers in the Social Security number, not the two that you're accustomed to. So we're going to do 333, because all tax identification numbers, electronic identification numbers, EINs, TINs, Social Security numbers, they're all entities. So put it in by the threes. Dash, three numbers, dash, three numbers, dash, three numbers. Press go. You'll see a list populate. Here it says on the number I just searched, 41 results. Click on the links. You'll see that these links are the monthly statement of the public debt of the United States. You'll see that these marketable securities are bills, notes, bonds, treasury inflation protected securities. so on and so forth. Guaranteed obligations. Scroll down to the bottom of the plane, and it says here the grand total on this first record. Remember, this is a monthly statement. $3,414,179,000. Someone may say, but what does that have to do with my number? First of all, it's not your number, but I want you to go down to the monthly statement at the bottom where it says definition. You'll see these are obligations of the public. It says debt held by the public. The debt held by the public is all federal debt held by individuals, corporations, state or local governments, foreign governments, and other entities outside the United States government. These are the securities. Yes, individuals, corporations, state or local governments, and foreign governments, all participating in the monetization of cash equivalents and securities issued in the name. And this is the greatest story never told. It's the greatest mystery of all time. And we got it at Land Air Water Bureau. You must get your title back to be made whole, and you cannot do it as U.S. person. Before I close, brothers and sisters, or we can get into anything after this, I want to point out the margin requirements so you know that you cannot get access to your equity as a U.S. person, because some people think that to have a relationship with this said government that you have to be a U.S. person. I'm going to point out to you how that is fatal as it relates to sovereignty, as it relates to living in accordance with the Constitution that was created and drafted 1776. However, the United States Corporation was not founded until 1871. The framers of the Constitution in the notoriously famous Dred Scott Supreme Court case says that Dred Scott could not be granted his freedom by the government because the Constitution did not and does not apply to him as a black, because the term black, African American, and Negro did not exist to describe human beings at the time the Constitution was drafted as a matter of law at the United States of America. So therefore, those protections regarding the Bill of Rights, so on and so forth, are non-applicable to colorable persons, because there's no way that the framers of the Constitution contemplated that later on down the line, we would be duped into taking on identities that delude to slavery. We must know the margins of the Great Seal, where the water meets the land. We look up this term margin in the law dictionary. It says that a margin is the edge or border, the edge of a body of water where it meets the land. Well, wait a second. What is the water jurisdiction? We just identified the water jurisdiction as maritime admiralty. What is the land jurisdiction? Common law, the Constitution. And it says, for the margins as applied to a boundary of land, the margin of a river, creek, or other water course means the center of the stream. But in the case of a lake, a bay, is that B-A-Y or B-E-Y? On natural pond, the margin means the line where land and water meet. You must master both jurisdictions, and there are actually three, because ecclesiastical law is the air jurisdiction that governs it all. So the margin is where the land and water meet. So you have lawful requirements, the land jurisdiction. You have lawful requirements at the water jurisdiction for you to be made whole. Definition two, a sum of money or its equivalent placed in the hands of a stockbroker by the principal or person on whose account the purchase is to be made as a security to the former against losses to which he may be exposed by a subsequent depression in the market value of the stock. Now, wait a minute. A sum of money or its equivalent. We just went over the definition of cash equivalent. That's a security placed in the hands of a stockbroker by the principal. You're the principal on these accounts, brothers and sisters. It's in your name, albeit styled in all capital letters as an entity. You are the true living beneficiary that aren't aware of this happening seamlessly in the background. So it's placed in the hands of a stockbroker. We just witnessed that on GMEI utility. Oh, that's what I wanted to say too, brothers and sisters. It's not malevolent. Don't think it's evil. It's actually a great thing when you actually recognize and realize that you've been living in sin. You've been blindly endorsing credit and giving it away to the public. They've been monetizing it. They're supposed to monetize it. Their job to monetize it. They're actually doing it for your benefit. It's your responsibility to wake up to these facts and do what you need to do to take possession of the equity contained in those accounts while your public officials have been busy running up the numbers. The Treasury pays out interest on those securities once they're deposited in the name. The Treasury keeps records of those books in the name. These LEIs that you just witnessed on GMEIutility.org, they get their percentages, as they should, for being intelligent enough to study the markets and know where and how to trade your securities for you because you didn't do it. So if they get a percentage, let's just say like a management agreement, the manager gets 5% for managing whatever deals that come through. The manager then, or the stockbroker then, has an incentive to make that number increase to be as high as it could possibly be, because the more they make in trading the stocks, the more of a percentage payout they receive for doing the work. Ability to come in tune with these truths and take care of your business regarding your entities and your states by knowing the margins. So to know the margins, brothers and sisters, you have to know that you absolutely cannot achieve none of the things that you are witnessing. If you went to the Land Air Water Bureau website, that's www.landairwaterbureau.com. Or if you've gone to YouTube and put in Land Air Water Bureau and checked out the channel, those testimonials unanimously are a result of the people taking possession of their estates, meeting the margin requirements, and none of it could have happened if the clients were in the legal capacity as being legally dead as a corporate ward of the United States. And I know it's a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of people claiming they got the secrets, different orders and groups. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, it absolutely cannot be done as a U.S. person. Let's make that real, because extraordinary facts require extraordinary evidence. 15 U.S.C. Section 78G, margin requirements. Read this entire piece. But to save time, we're going to go down to subsection F, and I'm going to close after this, and we can get into whatever specifically we're going to go into next. But I'm going to close with this definition. Subsection F is in fun, again, at 15 United States Code, Section 78 G as in go, subsection F as in fun, unlawful receipt of credit. It is unlawful for any United States person or any foreign person controlled by a United States person or acting on behalf of or in conjunction with such person to obtain, receive, or enjoy the beneficial use of a loan or other extension of credit from any lender without regard to whether the lender's office or place of business is in a state or the transaction occurred in whole or in part within a state. Brothers and sisters, you cannot participate in your own equity as a U.S. person. You cannot obtain, receive, or enjoy the beneficial use of a loan, that's the security, or other extension of credit, any credit, from anywhere, from any lender. That means that your estate is in abeyance. It has a seamless lien against it. Only are participating in half of the Great Seal. All your days you've been operating in error from the debtor side of the ledger. I click on United States person for the definition, and it says it includes a person which is organized or exists under the laws of any state, or in the case of a natural person, a citizen or resident of the United States. That means you're a U.S. person. What if you have a trust or an estate? It says a domestic estate or a trust in which one or more of the foregoing persons, cumulative, direct, or indirect beneficial interest in excess of 50% of the value of the trust. Some of us are aware that you got to set up trust. Did you know that the trust also has to be foreign? Did you know that your trustees can't be colorable wards, or you forfeit half of the value of the trust? These mistakes are fatal. It's blood running through the streets from not knowing this. 7,000 people will be arrested today in the United States of America from not knowing this. What is the jurisdiction of the United States? And I'm going to close. I know I said I was going to do that with the last, but these thoughts are sporadic. Because I want the people to know, and we're leaving the crumbs for all the scholars to verify these facts. 18 United States Code, Section 7. Special maritime and territorial jurisdiction of the United States defined. The term special maritime and territorial jurisdiction of the United States, as used in this title, includes the high seas and any other waters within the admiralty and maritime jurisdiction of the United States and out of the jurisdiction of any particular state, and any vessel belonging in whole or in part to the United States or any citizen thereof. You're dead at sea, legally dead. Noah said you got to build your ark. Brothers and sisters, maritime admiralty is being used as holy war, jihad, against colorable corporate wars. I pray that this divine message receives you in time. I pray that you receive it in time. Figure it out. It's all law. It's not philosophy. And I pray that that comes across this evening with us pulling out these codes and showing you tangible information that you can use to piece this thing together. It's all there. And with that, I yield.
Ashe, Ashe, brother, thank you so much. You were dynamic. You were clear. You were precise. And now we got time. Brother, we have enough time. We have enough time because a lot of people on in the studio here. And we got enough time for a minute question and a minute response and answer. Okay, people. Okay, brother, Azmushael. I know that's tight, but it's right. So I'm going to ask the first question, which is just for my minute question, is what's the four titles of the United States?
Well, I think I said definitions. If I said titles, I meant definitions.
No. You know what I'm saying. In terms of there's four names for it, I just wanted to know the four names.
No, it's four definitions of the United States.
Okay.
You got to know that in the Constitution, it mentions the United States. However, when we look at the Organic Act of 1871, that's when it became the municipal corporation. So it's used territorially, geographically, corporately, and then there's another one that I'm not too familiar with, but I saw it before, the four different definitions of the United States. And let's do this again, location of the debtor. UCC, location of the debtor. So you'll see that you have never been in the United States the entire time. You, Uniform Commercial Code, UCC 9-307, location of the debtor. Subsection H, location of the United States. The United States is located in the District of Columbia. So if you are not located in the District of Columbia, the only way for you to be in the United States is because of the colorable title that you have claimed as a corporate ward of you having the lines blurred in regards to what your definition of the United States is. Because if you use it in this sense to describe the municipal corporation confirmed at the Municipal Act of 1871, the Organic Act, you are a debtor located in D.C., no matter where you are, because it's all color of law.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. We're going to have our host, Brother Shalik, ask his minute question as well.
How you doing, Brother? My biggest thing is everything that you're saying is on the money. It's definitely accurate. It's factual and actual. No philosophy. Before the end, could you just provide the information and where or who's that, whoever's listening who wouldn't may not want to speak up because of fear? Would you be able to provide some type of link where individuals could contact you? And it would be they probably don't want to reveal who they are or whatever, so they can probably contact you through a number or a link or whatever the case may be. If you could provide that, that'd be very helpful. So,
brothers and sisters, we got a staff on standby, prepared. A lot of it is being automated. You have the ability right now, if you feel compelled to take action, to go onto your browser and type in www.landairwaterbureau.com. Enter, and it takes you to the site. You can begin looking at some of the videos, and if you're ready to go, click on Get Started Today, and it'll walk you through the prompts to go ahead and get this thing accomplished once and for all. And that is the business. We can get that done as soon as you're ready. And that's www.landairwaterbureau.com. Land Air Water is an acronym for law. We're the Law Bureau, are assuring the people of their rights and access to become whole in this sovereign society and exercise their rights as beneficiaries of In God We Trust, which is the public trust and national motto of the United States.
Okay, I'm gonna open up another mic. You got a minute question, and hopefully brother Ishmael can respond in a minute as well. Do the time, people, do the time. But brother, you know you gotta come back on, yeah. And we gotta continue this. 763-732. 763-732, your mic is open. You're there? Can you hear me? Okay, gotta move on. Okay, 217-619, your mic is open.
Oh, peace and blessings, Rev. How are you?
Amen, amen. Well, I don't think you have any questions. You're going on with anybody. So I don't think you have any questions.
I listen over and over again. And I told you he's a dynamic brother, didn't I tell you?
Amen, amen. Ashe.
And I just want to thank you, Brother Bay, for, you know, being open enough to come on with Brother Rev here, because it was, boy, it was about almost 4 or 5 months ago that I introduced them to, you know, Land Air Water on this show, and I'm glad you finally made it on. But I just wanted to say, Rev, that your generation is very important to this movement, because this is where we're stuck. And we need y'all support. You know, us young brothers, we need y'all support with the brothers in your generation to even stop and listen the way you did this evening. Because I know y'all lived this life, and, you know, you did 60, 70 years already, and that's cool. Anytime you can make it, you know, that long and this much confusion, you know, you definitely should be commended. But just to know, you know, that we as the younger generation, you know, we here, and it's time to pass the torch. And, you know, we coming with real-life solutions. And the foreground that you laid is not to be, you know, ignored. We definitely using that. But now we coming with the real heat, you know, and then we really got what we need to, you know, get us into the next, you know, realm of existence here in this situation. So I thank y'all for y'all time, and thank you for listening to my brother, and thank you, Brother Bay, for finally getting on and y'all working it out.
Now, I just want to say, Brother King is another dynamic young man, extremely knowledgeable in this process, and extremely helpful working with Brother Ishmael. So I also want to recognize you, brother, as well, and I thank you for those words.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Definitely.
I want to open up for your minute question and minute response. 914-979, your mic is open.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you for the opportunity here. And, what the brother was sharing with us was some very dynamic information, and I'm really glad that he actually brought this to the table because, you know, like you say, many of our people don't have any clue on, you know, the information of what you're talking about. So that's good that you are reawakening them to let them know that this is information that they need to be knowledgeable of so that they can actually take advantage of the opportunities that it represents. And I had a question for you in regards to something that I was told years ago, but it sounded somewhat similar. It was said that with each individual in the United States, it was saying that the Social Security and you as an individual, your number, right, that basically that information that, you know, they actually start a corporation in your name and utilize that corporation to make, you know, millions of dollars, you know, off of that. And, you know, I was like saying, wow, that's interesting. I said, do we ever get any of that money? They said, no, brother. It's not, the corporation's not even told to people that, you know, that money's being made off of that corporation in your name, but the bottom line is that you don't get any of that money back. And I was just wondering, do you have any clarity on, you know, that information as well, you know, in regards to the fact that money is being made off of us you know, not only just through taxes and things of that sort, but also the fact that a corporation is made in your name, and then, you know, like I said, millions of dollars can be made off of you with that corporation, but they're not letting you know that that money's being made, and it, they're using that money, you know, in other ways, but not in your way for you to help you. You know? So I was just curious on whether, you know, some of that information is in alignment with what you're talking about in regards to things that we just don't know about.
Yes, I mean, it sounds like you just repeated back exactly what I said, but what we just did, and I pray that it, the message comes across that we're not talking about it, we're not philosophizing or theorizing about it. You were just provided. If you got to play it back, go to click on and search every single reference that was just casually stripped all throughout this demonstration. You'll follow the roadmap and see that all of this stuff is not only real, it's tangible, and we got the remedy to get it done and completed and executed within a very short period of time. If you're studious to get it accomplished, it's no longer theory. This is where the science of law is imparted by yours truly, and I pray that that message comes across.
Great.
Can I
ask
a question? Real quick, Brother L, how can I phrase the question? Are you in any way connected to the American Bulletin, or are you familiar with the American Bulletin? And if so, is it a reliable source of information, the American Bulletin?
I mean, when you deal in law, see, all law is precise. When you deal
right.
in law, it doesn't matter what the source is if it's a law.
Right.
According to the Constitution, Congress alone was given the right to issue law, right, to come
right.
down with law, acts of Congress. So if the American Bulletin or whomever your source is quoting acts of Congress, then you're in a great space. Now you're dealing in jurisprudence, which is the science of law. So then
right.
it becomes a reliable source. Everything that I just laid out on this call in reference to codes, statutes, ordinances, so on and so forth, acts of Congress, the Constitution, all of these are verifiable facts. This is in my opinion, and I speak that way purposefully so people don't get caught up in personality, swag. I'm not selling you anything shiny. We're going over information. This is the science of law, and this is how you ensure yourself of not being misinformed and duped by all of these corporate wars who do not want you to know the fact that I just laid out so effortlessly, casually, amongst my kindred brothers and sisters on this call. The way to not be misinformed is to ask for the source. What is the source of what you're speaking? So I speak source. I speak jurisprudence when we talk about these things. Otherwise, it's just pie in the sky. Sounds good.
Right.
Looks good. But how do we verify it? We verify it with real citation, tangible evidence, matters of law. And that's what we just conveyed on this divine meeting.
Right.
Great. Okay, thank you so much. I want to open up 252-287. Good brother Stuart Fields, who's doing great things in Africa as well. I'd like to open up his mic. Your mic is open.
Hey, Grand Wiser family, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's going
Fine,
on?
Fine, brother. How are you?
All right, peace. I'm glad. Hey, wonderful show, man. Wonderful. I'm glad the brother was here to break down maritime law and the difference in it. I just have one quick question to ask the brother. Now, you know, most of us already have Social Security cards and birth certificates, and we are assimilated in this society in America under this law or under the, what is it called, the false identity, right, or the straw man. We're assimilated under this society, under our straw man. Like, how easy is it for us to get from under that, like when we already have a Social Security number? When we already have a birth certificate, you know, we also when you die, you get your death certificate. How easy is it for us to, like, get up, come from up under it, since we're already assimilated into this society?
Let's be clear, right? And I appreciate that question. That's a great question. And I just said it, and I just spoke so matter-of-factly with so much confidence and so on and so forth. Let's be clear, brothers and sisters. You're dealing with a 720-degree Moorish Master Magi. This thing that I'm speaking of is extremely dangerous. I said it's a highway between the public and the private. You must know this information. What we've done at Land Air Water Bureau is taken the time out to put together a curriculum, news you could use, in what forms need to be filled out, how they need to be filled out, and how you need to send it to them. So with the assistance of what we call Status Ascension at Land Air Water Bureau, we make it plain. Plainly, as you all heard me speaking this evening, with these citations to verify facts, that's exactly what you can expect in regards to the curriculum, with milestones at each point. We call them phases. There's 9 phases, and at each phase, you take down a new, what do I call it? It's a phase, but it's a new way of actually perfecting your interest in the property that's being used in the public. And that's exactly what it is. There are requirements that you must fulfill to have lawful possession of these entities. And as a matter of law, once you complete the instructions, as it is written, you are assured of the victory. You can't be denied. It's all voluntary, discretionary. Knowledge is power. No, knowledge being applied is power. So in that regard, with the assistance of Land Air Water Bureau and Status Ascension, we make it easy.
Appreciate that, brother.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate that. We're going to go to 914-268. You have a minute question and a minute response. 914-268.
Hello?
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes, you're on with Brother Musa El. You're on with Brother Musa El.
Am I on the air?
Yes. Would you like to ask a question? 1 minute question to Brother Musa El.
Oh, I was just listening. Hi, this is Ms. Waters. I am a friend of the Ron Robinson's office here in town. He's always talking about sovereignty, sovereignty, sovereignty. So I decided to chime in today. I'm thankful for the Law Bureau link. And I'm going to start doing my homework. I'm not sure what the brother's name is that was speaking. Is it Ishmael?
Amusha
El. I am the El.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
I am that I am. Ashmusa El. Ashmusa El is the title. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to get that from Brother Man Robinson. Thank you very much for your time. The information is powerful, and you laid it out a little more than Brother Man Ron did, but he's been trying for the last 3 years. So I'm going to start doing my homework with him, and I have a lot of questions for him. That's about all I'm going to say at this moment. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Okay, we open up.
To bring this all and lay this platform and sharing that with you, whatever he was able to impart.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Shake. Okay, 702-234, your minute question. 702-234. Is your mic unmuted? 702-234. Okay. Okay. 347-622, your mic is open. You're on with Brother Musa El. Okay, another listener. Okay. Okay, the man himself, Professor Gregory Hall, Saturday night, 7 to 9. Let's get it together and read more. 702-234. 609-957. You're on. The mic
okay,
is open.
Sure. My question is, could you give me, in other words, are there, obviously there are some pros, are there any cons? In other words, are there any, let's say, for example, if I'm no longer, I don't know, in the system, I'll use that phrase, and my house catches on fire, or I need to go to a hospital, might that be a concern? If I'm like, you know, I'm a free man now, they can't arrest me, but do they have to provide me with hospital attention? They try to, you know, sign me in. But they, wait a minute, this guy, there's no number showing up. What's, you know, I mean, how would something like that, in other words, pros, cons, what's the real deal?
There aren't any cons. So if there is a con, the con is that you must con yourself out of your old ways by allowing yourself to have light shine on the realization that you are at the lowest state lawfully that you could be in as legally dead. All of your days you've been legally dead. So once we get our mind wrapped around that, we can begin to let some light come in and see what the possibilities are. We said earlier that only Congress was granted the authority to emit bills of credit. This credit that you're using, if it didn't come from Congress, it's not lawful. You've been dealing with corporations all of your days. So the con is you must be studious. You must have the ability to take on this new information, which we think is, you know, relatively simple. And let me also be clear, because some people are under the impression that we no longer use birth certificates and social security numbers. Brothers and sisters, birth certificates and social security numbers are identified and recognized by the said government. That is how you are recognized and affirmed. The name is an alphabet, the number is a numerate. It's not the birth certificate and the social that's the problem. It's the information that's on that contract that's the problem, because those are the documents that are used to enslave you. So if you are within that jurisdiction, you don't have those clauses in that agreement in your relationship with Congress to get the credit, then here comes the pain. So the credit that we get comes from the United States Congress. So we have the ability to draft our own negotiable instruments in harmony with Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code. It's called the Purchase Money Security Interest. And draft
You saying that they'll use the same Social Security number and birth certificate, but it'll have a different usage once they become live?
Yes. For instance, the Social Security number with Land Air Water Bureau, when we complete status ascension, corporations will not be able to securitize and monetize that number any longer when the Social Security Administration lawfully makes the determination that that number is no longer to be used for commercial purposes. How many of you ever paid attention to the information on the back of that card? It says on the card that this number should not be given to anyone. It is not for commercial purposes. The Social Security Act clearly demonstrates that that number is for a government retirement program. How then did it become normal to go out and give it to the employer? How then did it become normal to give it to the bank? You've been duped. Brothers and sisters, these facts are plain, and they gave you the remedy already. They told you that it doesn't belong to you if lost returns to the Social Security Administration.
Amen.
It's not yours, and you've been doing business wrong.
Correct.
That's the problem.
Okay, we're gonna move on to the next caller, 904-994. You got your minute question.
well, now that I got my 15-hour answer, the minute would just be a waste of time other than to say, Brother Mitchell, you have been a wealth of information that if we don't do anything, please allow us to take the other pill to go back to sleep while those who are awake do what's necessary to change the lives of those we love. I appreciate that. Thank you, Dr. Winborn, Dr. Robinson, for bringing this.
That's a great man himself, Amir Otto Price. Brother, it's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Well, I will be contacting the Law Bureau tonight, my friend.
Amen.
Starting the process.
Great.
I appreciate
great,
that.
Great. Okay, we can open up 929-303. Your mic is open for your minute question.
It's a greetings and blessing in the name of the Emperor Haile Selassie and the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. This situation fit into what we stand for as a sovereign rights federation, and this gentleman, we need him to come and address some of the people in them who are going miss, contrary to what the King of Kings empowered the black people of the world to do, and is to come under a new banner that can influence the world with information to let the people know the truth. And a man like this man who was on, because I wasn't on early and my ears didn't allow me to catch all the information, but due to the fact that we know about similar communication between man and this Social Security having to do with the Sovereign Rights Ethiopian World Federation, that we came and helped America to bring the black people out of, they wanted to return them to slavery, just not calling the name of it. They wanted to put them in half-time slavery. And this kind of things was not working. And that's why the king came and get most favorite nation status and help America in the Second World War. And we have most favorite nation status in America. We need people such as this gentleman that's speaking to give us more empowerment, to empower the large amount of people in the world. It's not America we're talking about. We're talking about the international community. So in that account, I need to have a conversation with Ria. I'm a scholar and I'm learning because I'm in school. I come with the Federation. So I'm a simple old man, more than that. So,
Brother, I appreciate
the Honorable Mr. Robinson, put me in contact with this man to let me continue my learning.
Yes, sir. I shall. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, brother. Okay, 929-508 for your minute question and your minute
Hello.
Answer.
Hello?
929-508. Yeah, your mic is open.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine.
Fine?
Yes, you have a
can
minute
you
question
hear me?
For brother. Yes, we can hear
yes.
you very well. This is
oh,
the Enigma. Always
this
good to hear from you.
This is the Enigma.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you don't recognize my number. I am so happy that the truth finally came out. Thank you, Brother Ron. I am so happy that this angel came and told the truth about the plantation and the enslavement of our birth certificate and Social Security card. I am a Cherokee Native American, my mother's side, so therefore I'm putting in papers now as we speak. So I want to say thank you, Ron.
I appreciate that, sister, so much for being kind to me. But everything, you know, goes to Brother Mushael, you know, who
okay. Assalamu alaikum, Mushael. Are you there, my brother?
I am, my sister. And let me let you know something. You just made a fatal error in saying that your ancestors were Cherokee. Dear sister, do you know the difference between a signatory Indian and a non-signatory Indian?
No, I do not, but I'm sure you will tell me. All I could go by is what my mother's, my grandmother and my mother's history told me. So when we get a chance, we're going to talk about that. But at this time, I know that I didn't come off no boat. We've been here already and be eating red clay. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to take your suggestion and clear up all that. Your program and the 9 steps. How about that?
Yes, I think you'll have great confidence in knowing that our prophet, Noble Drew Ali, is what so-called, quote-unquote, Cherokee. You'll have great confidence in knowing that the founder of Land, Air, Water Bureau, myself, yours truly, also my great-great-grandparents were first generation removed from the territory now recognized as Georgia. And
yes,
sent along the years, made it to Oklahoma City to the Dawes Rolls, where they were,
yes,
rebranded as Cherokee. However,
yes,
when they were on their sovereign, yes, lands here at the gate, they are and were to be recognized as Aniyanwia. I
brothers
myself,
and sisters, I'm so sorry. Brother, can you come on next
I
week,
know,
please?
Listen, we'll talk again,
Thursday,
my brother.
Brother,
yes,
Marcel,
indeed,
can you come on next Thursday or next Friday or Tuesday?
Thursday we got the platform up and we do these question and answers for clients on Thursday. But Friday's good.
Friday is a wonderful,
beautiful
day.
Yeah, I'm so proud of everyone. We're out of time. God bless everybody.
Right. Thank
you. We'll see you next Friday, Brother Umushael, and we'll further discuss this. With only questions and answers next week. Thank you so much, everyone, for participating. God bless.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control,
y'all.
Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within your heart.
Hold it.
gotta get better.